Good Wednesday morning, everybody. How are you all doing on a middle of the week? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Also catch my morning show, EternityReadyRadio.com, or got an Android phone, download that free app, Eternity Ready Radio. Catch my morning show 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our show. Yes, it is Wednesday. It's hard to believe. I just cannot believe it. Time is flying by. And I don't even bring politics up. We're kind of at just trying to figure out who the next president's going to be. Seemed like it was a nail-biter all night long. We took a break from our podcasting network yesterday because of the election, just to see if they were going to get a winner. So who knows what's going to happen. It's all in God's hands. Whoever the person's going to be, it will be announced. That's the way we look at it. But anyway, I hope you guys are doing well today. We're going to be talking about what's going to happen on our show today. But before I do, I want to ask you this. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Just check that like button for free. I'd sure appreciate it. We'd be really glad to hear from you. I get a lot of sweet comments, and just a few of them, maybe a couple of them I want to read to you, is from our USO Radio Network. Let's see who we got here. Sergeant Bradford had sent me an email, it was on an email. I wanted to read that. Let me see if I can fish up what he said here. He just wanted to tell me that he is very blessed every time he hears us on the air and with our messages, and he just wanted to personally thank me and the team for the Book of Revelations as we get ever so close to concluding that. No problem, Sergeant Bradford. We appreciate that. He is originally from Wisconsin, so thank you so much for your sweet comments. Okay, hang on one second, gang. There we go. Whoops. And you got a double whammy on that one, didn't you, guys? See, that's what happens when CA's trying to get things rolling. I've only had one cup of coffee. All right, let's talk about what's going to happen on the show today. On a Wednesday. Okay, got a great Bible devotion I'm going to be talking about here in a little bit. And it is on how this day at hand. Also, the book of Revelation, chapter 21. We are going to take it and talk about the new Jerusalem. You don't want to miss out on that. Also, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church will be joining us, along with a very early, and I'm talking very early, special guest. Anybody want to guess? He'll be phoning in, though. Ebenezer Scrooge. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be Deacon Paul Brown and Ebenezer Scrooge. I can't wait to hear this one. Coming up here in just a little bit, because I got Ebenezer Scrooge. Got him on hold on the phone. And just so happens I got your friend, my friend Deacon Paul Brown. We'll introduce him after we get done with our Bible devotion. Bear with me. Yes, I'm having crazy Wednesday. Wacky Wednesday, right? Might as well say it with the election stuff. Wacky, wacky Wednesday. Just keep the faith and we're going to keep this going strong, okay? By the way, Annie wanted me to tell you thank you so much for all your sweet comments. She will be back on the air sometime on Sunday. We hope to do a podcast on Sunday. Also, we'll do a coffee and conversation. You can always catch it on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, let's get those jumping jacks rolling. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3. Let's go real slow. 2. Do it again. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. You have to bear with me. My buttons on this particular computer system today are really acting kind of funky today. It's crazy. And it is chilly outside here at Faith Studio One. When I rolled into the studio, I really needed my heavy jacket on today. So 'tis the season. All right, well, today's Bible devotion is entitled, This Day Is at Hand. In the book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 12, says, I once read about a scandal that was inscribed in an encrypted message. It is literally later than you think. In fact, travelers would often pause to meditate on the meaning of that phrase. Its author undoubtedly wanted to remind us of the shortness and the uncertainty of life. We Christians have these inscriptions that we put in different things. Now, this one was entitled The Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. It bears warning. It is later than you think. Writings from Christians of this day, Paul said, it is already this hour from you to awake from sleep, for now your salvation is nearer to us than you believe. In fact, the light is almost gone and the day is almost at hand. So let us therefore lay aside the deeds of the darkness and put aside the armor of light. Find that in the book of Romans, chapter 13. If you read verses 11 and 12, it'll break that down for you as well. So learn to live each day as if it was your last, because someday it will be. Live your day as it was your last. In other words, enjoy your life. That's what it's all about, right? Right. All right, stand by. I'm going to get the deacon introduced, and then we'll get Ebenezer Scrooge introduced exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor, sitting here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, got a long cheer for him, got a long hand clap. Your friend, my friend, also a little bit of crow, he's here on a Wednesday, and he's going to be here just for a little bit because he has to head back. Apparently, he must have spent the night at somewhere around here, and he's got to head back simply because he's got to go, they got something going on at the church being a Wednesday. Anyway, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon.
Well, hello there, CA, and I heard I'm going to have a chance. Just a chance to talk to Ebenezer Scrooge. This is going to be kind of interesting.
Yes, I'm fixing to do his song on a very special occasion here the next few weeks. Off and on, we're going to have Ebenezer Scrooge going to join us here at Faith Studio One. There's always little Ebenezer Scrooges all around, but this is a particular Ebenezer Scrooge. I think you're going to really enjoy him. I know that you want to talk to him. So, yes, indeed, we're going to have Ebenezer Scrooge coming up. So I want you to stand by. Everybody stand by. Let me get the music rolling here for Ebenezer Scrooge.
Sour.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just a little brief deal. I've got him on the phone. Your friend, hopefully our new friend for a few weeks. Yeah, I gave him the cheers. I gave him the hand clap. I gave him a little crow. Why not? And I've got Deacon here in the studio with me. And Deacon, you're rolling your eyes up.
See, hey, I've got to. This guy sounds a little wacky to me.
I know. Ebenezer Scrooge. Hello, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, hello there, CA, and hello, Morning Boo Christian Podcast Show. I guess it's on iHeartRadio, I presume?
Yes, it is. Welcome, my friend. And we're going to take your Ebenezer Scrooge and we're going to make it a little better.
CA, Ebenezer, let me tell you a little bit about me in just a little bit. I do the best that I can do. And I'm not happy about a lot of things.
Now, listen, we're here to cheer you up on our network. We've got encouraging music that you're going to love. And we don't want you to give up simply because of this. Because God loves you. And he's got a master plan for you, Ebenezer Scrooge. So don't you give up on him. Let me introduce to you in studio... Ebenezer.
Who you have in the studio there, CA?
Well, I've got Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Deacon wants to say hi to you for a little bit.
Well, hello there. How you doing there, Ebenezer? This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. How are you doing, sir? Well, I could be saying I'd be doing a little better there, Deacon. How are you doing, sir? Well, I'm doing just fine, and we are here to make you happy, make you smile, and we want you to know one thing. SCA says that Jesus is in my life, and he's in CA's life, and we hope he's going to be in your life. That's a decision, of course, that you got to make there, Ebenezer, so you don't give up on God, because God hasn't gave up on you.
Well said, guys. Well said, Deacon Brown. Now, Ebenezer, we're not going to keep you too long. And, you know, we're over here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. But how's everything up there in, let's see, where are you from right now?
Well, I happen to be from the state of Delaware, there, CA. And I'm going to tell you something right now, that Ebenezer Scrooge doesn't like mornings waking up.
Oh, did you hear that, Deacon? He doesn't like waking up in the mornings.
Well, let me tell you something there, pal. Deacon Brown and CA has a song, a Christmas song that's going to put you in the spirit, that's going to wake you up. Now, do me a favor. Please don't tell people what you just wanted to tell me earlier before we got on the show. You mean when I told you to pick the trash up, take it to your nearest place, and dump it there?
That's right. You don't do that. You got to be nice. Ebenezer, we're going to make you kind of nice. You need to be happy. Now, we can't change you, but we're going to do all we can to make you happy and make you smile. Okay? So we got a song for you. We just want to do a brief intro, me and Deacon Brown. And I've got a little Christmas song for you. Okay? Because I said I was going to start playing a little bit of Christmas music off and on, because we are just not too long. We're about 3 to 4 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas coming up. John Tesh sings a song called Christmas of the Bells, and Ebenezer, this song's fixing to be for you. You have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. Just want to say a brief hi up there in Delaware. I hope you're doing fine.
See, I'm doing just fine, and I will tell you, I will pick my trash up, and I will put it in the nearest recyclable.
That's right.
That's right there. You do that, buddy. And when you come in town sometime, Deacon Brown's going to take you to the Turnip Cafe for a chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
There you go. All right, guys, I got to let y'all go. I got a busy show coming up. Carol of Bells. Here we go, John Tesh. Thank you. There you go, Stephen Curtis Chapman, on a Wednesday morning. For the sake of the call, let me ask you this. If it was the sake of the, well, let's just say that God spoke to you and he said, hey, I want you to do this. I want you to go to Bible college. I want you to, and I'm speaking maybe to men and women out there. Would you do it? Or, hey, I want you to be a youth pastor. Would you do it? Always be obedient and listen to him. That's what I did. All right. Well, on a Wednesday morning, like I said, we're going to take it to the book of Revelations, getting ready to conclude. Excuse me. I hope my game plan is by Friday to conclude on Revelations chapter number 22. It's been a challenge because either my voice or I've been busy or, and I try not to be busy because I also do other network stuff for iHeartRadio, as most of y'all well know. So I stay pretty busy being a DJ and a biblical Bible teacher, which I am. So we are going to take it to the book of, again, Revelations chapter number 21. Going to take it from verses 1, and I am going to go all the way to verse number 27. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And there were no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. This will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things, I should say, has passed away. He who was sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these are the words of the trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who are thirsty, I will give you drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderer, the sexuality immoral, those who practice the magic arts, the idolaters, all the liars, their place will be in a fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away into the spirit of the mountain, great and high. And he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance is like a very precious jewel, like the jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and then these 12 angels at the gates. One of the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were three gates on the east and three on the north, three on the south and three on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations. On them were the names of the 12 disciples of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long, and it was wide. He had measured it with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and the width, and wide and high, and it is long. He measured the walls. It was 144 cubits thick. By man's measurement, which the angel was using, the wall was made of pure jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardex, and the sixth carnelian, and the seventh chrysoprase. You'll have to forgive me if I mispronounce these words, guys. The eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chromophage, and the 11th jacet, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates and the 12 pearls of each gate made of single pearl. The street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb and its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring splendor unto it. On no day is the gates ever to be shut. There will be no night there. The glory and the honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those names written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Wasn't that a good one, friends? The book of Revelation. So let's give you a summary of this. Basically, the book of Revelation, I'm going to kind of break this particular one in a couple of parts here. I'm going to talk a little bit about the book of Revelation on that chapter 21, verses 1 and 8, where it talks about the new heaven and the new earth will not be separate from each other. In fact, friends, if you read on through Scripture, it talks about the earth of the saints and their glorified bodies will be heavenly. The old world, which all of its troubles and its trials have passed away, and there's going to be no sea. No sea at all. This also represents the freedom from conflicting passions, temptations, troubles, changes, alarms, from whatever can divide or interrupt the communion of the saints. You know, this New Jerusalem is the church of God, and it is new, and it is a perfect state. The church triumphant. It is blessedness came wholly from God, and it depends on Him. The presence of God with His people in heaven, you know, will not be interrupted as it is on earth. Amen? Amen. Now, He will dwell with them continually. All the effects of the former trouble shall be done away. They have often been in tears by the reason of sin or affliction or commonalities of the church, but there are no signs, no remembrance of the former sorrows shall remain. As we read in Scripture, you know, Christ makes all things new. And if we're willing, and our desiredness that gracious Redeemer should make all things in order of our hearts and our natures, He will also make things in a new respect of our situation, till He has brought us from the complete happiness. You see, the certainty of the promise, God gives His titles, the Alpha, the Omega, the Alpha being the beginning and the Omega being the end. As a pledge of His performance, and the sensual and sinful pleasures are muddied and poisoned waters, and the best earthly comforts are like the supplies of the these people that, you know, when they were idolizing, sadly, and when they were broken and yet yielded vindiction. But the joys which Christ imparts are like the water springing like from a fountain, pure, refreshing, abundant, and eternal. In fact, friends, reading on the sanctifying consultations of the Holy Spirit prepared for the heavenly happiness, there were streams which flowed from us in the wilderness. The fearful thrust which will not meet the difficulties of the religion, which have its fear from the unbelief in those who dastardly and are not dare to take up the cross of Christ, were yet so desperate as they run so abundantly with the wickedness, the agonies of the terror of the first death, which led from the far greater terrors and the agony of the eternal death. Now, going on to Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 21, you know, God has various employments for the holy angels. In fact, as we read, sometimes they sound the trumpet of divine providence, and then they warn of a careless world. Sometimes they discover things of a heavenly nature, of the heirs of salvation, that they would have clear views of heaven, that they might get near to heaven as they can. on the mount of the meditation and faith. Now, the subject of the vision is the church of God that is imperfect, as we read. Is a perfect triumph state, shining on its luster. Now, the glorious and the relation to Christ, which shows that there are happiness of heaven that consists into the intercourse with God and the conferality to Him. The change that enables from a bride to a city shows that there are only to take great ideas from this description. The wall is for security. Heaven is a safe state. Those who are there are separated and secure from all the evils and the enemies. The city is vast. Here there is room for all the people of God, as we read. The foundation of the walls, the promise and the power of God, and the purchase of Christ for all the strong foundations of safety and happiness of the church. Now these foundations, friends, are set forth by 12 sorts of precious stones, which I read all those to you. And maybe some of the wordings didn't all come out right. Denoting the verity of the excellence of the doctrines of the gospel and the graces of the Holy Spirit, or the personal excellence of Lord Christ or Jesus Christ. Heaven has gates. It also, this is a free admission to all who are sanctified that have not found themselves shut out. Now the gates were all of pearls. Christ is the pearl of the prize. And He is our way to God. The streets of the city, the beautiful city, were pure gold, like transparent glass. As we read on, the saints in the heaven trend gold underfoot. In fact, the saints are there at rest, yet they are not in a state of sleep or idleness. They are communion not only with God, but also with another, and all these glorious but faintly represent heaven. Now, concluding to the Revelation chapter 21, verses 22 and 27, we find, friends, as we read that perfect and direct communion with God will be more than the supply of the place of the gospel institutions. And what words can more express the union and the coequality of the Son of the Father in the Godhead? What a demisal world this would be if it were not for the light of the sun. Where there is light and it supplies of the place. In fact, the glory of God lightens the city, and the Lamb is the light, therefore. In fact, God in Christ will be the everlasting foundation of the knowledge and the joy to the saints in heaven. There will be no more night. There will be no more needing of shutting the gates. All of this, as we read, should be more and lead more to think that heaven is filled, which we know it is, with the glory of God and the enlightened presence of the Lord Jesus. Nothing sinful, unclean, adulterous, false, deceitful can enter. All the habiliments were made perfect in holiness. Now the saints, they feel a sad mixture of corruption, which hinders them in the service of God, which also interrupts their communion with Him. At the entrance of the Holy of Holies, they are washed with lavender of Christ's blood, and they are presented to the Father without spot. None were admitted into heaven who work abundance. It is free from hypocrites, such as the ones that make lies, and nothing is unclean that can enter heaven. So let us be stirred by all the glimpse of heavenly things to use all this diligently for the perfect holiness of the fear of God. I hope that gets you about the New Jerusalem. Heaven's going to be a beautiful place. Heaven's going to be a place where there's not going to be, we're not going to have a sun. The sun's going to be destroyed. God's going to destroy it. The sun is the Son of God. God is light. There's not going to be any darkness. The streets of gold, pure gold, the pearly gates. Wow. All these stones I read, it's just hard to even imagine. But as you get some time today and you think about it, is your heart right with Jesus Christ? If you don't have it right, like I've always said, please get it right. You don't want to go to get thrown out into a burning lake of fire with sulfur and constantly yell and scream at even evil thoughts. All that's going to be separated away upon what it is up in heaven. God takes the old, brings the new, makes it brand new. Better than it's ever been. He wants the best for you. Vitally important to have him in your life. I can't stress it enough. Especially these times that we're living in, friends. He loves you. Like I've said about Uncle Sam, when you sign up for a draft when you're 18, you have to do that, right? God wants you. You got to be in his life. He is the only way to get to, Jesus is the only way to get to God. And it's simple by just confessing of your sins. Telling him, asking him for forgiveness. Also believing that he sent his son Jesus Christ, nailed to a cross, suffered for me and for you, bore our sins to the cross. Blood, he shed his blood for us. When he died on the third day, he arose again, resurrected, alive and well. Alive and well. Then you commit your life to Christ. Whatever he's got going for you, he's going to got a new plan. And you keep Christ centered in. Look, during these pandemic times, during these times where we constantly got the new norm of wearing a mask, I never dreamed we'd have to do this. The first part of 2020, we didn't have to. And then when this all hit after the first 3 months going into March, and now look where we're at. And people are getting frustrated. Some like to show demands of taking their mask off. And some like to make a political statement. That's fine. I don't even bring politics up in this. But I will tell you this. Do you want to infect your mom, your dad, your brother, sister? Your family? Your friends? I wouldn't. A lot of people don't believe in the science. That's fine. But you know what? God has the end game on all of this. And he knows. I don't know why this is spreading like wildfire. Well, the Bible does talk about plagues. I believe there'll be a vaccine. I don't know when. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a medical science guy. I just do what I feel God tells me to do and follow through it. You know, sometimes when I take the mask off, finally I'm breathing better and I'm like, oh, fresh air. But I remember the pandemic's still around. We just got to stay strong and give it to God and know that he has us. Please get it right with God. I hope that helps you with the New Jerusalem as we get prepared to close the final chapter Friday. Friday, I'm going to close the final chapter of the book of Revelations, chapter 22. What a journey. What an incredible journey. And I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for sharing. I want to thank you for opening your heart to us. I want to give you my email address one more time before I do close out in prayer. It's morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me for free. You can also instant message me anytime. I am here, or I can give it to my sidekick, Annie, if you have questions for her too as well. We'll be able to help you any way we can. Also got pastor friends all across the world, you know? Let me just take a little bit of time out before closing. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I know I used to do it all the time, every day. Sometimes it's hard when I'm doing other stuff for iHeartRadio. But I always make forth the effort because I love you guys. I've had people tell me, oh, you've got over 2 million listeners. Why don't you charge? No, I will not charge. Because if I can reach even one lost soul out there, I'm doing my job for the kingdom. I don't want the praise, the glory. I ain't all about the numbers. I'm about serving God. I'm about doing what God wants me to do. I used to be a pew sitter. You know what a pew sitter is? Sitting in the pew for years. Going to church and getting into the rhythm. We get into the rhythm of that. You know, we went through several pastors at the church that I went to. We had one stay the longest, greatest pastor we had up at the church, and he retired. Now he's on with the Lord. very good friends with him. I had another pastor friend of mine that was friends with him, friends with me, but he fell. Pastors fall. Some of them do. They're human beings. Some people look at a pastor, they look at him as a god. Please don't ever do that. Don't ever idolize a pastor as a god. They are an ambassador for Christ. They're there to pray with you. They're there to serve you. Now, there are some pastors that don't want to get involved in the counseling, so they send it off to other counselors. Be careful of these counselors if they are true and they do have their doctorate degree, okay, as far as, but if you ever feel uncomfortable, you know, don't go forward with it. I've had people tell me nightmare stories that I don't want to talk over the air, and I'm just telling you for safety's sake, just don't do that. It's okay to talk to somebody. Talk to somebody that you're comfortable with that will listen to your situation. Times are changing. You know, our norms changing. So I'm just going to, like you, give everything to God, and I'm not going to worry because he's got it. And for the discouraged pastor friends out there that are very discouraged because of the pandemic, hold your head up high and hang tough. Because we'll get to this point to where eventually they'll get a fix. God will get a fix to all this. He already kind of is, but the vaccine's coming, and I don't know how long it's going to take. You just got to get used to the new norm. For the children directors out there, don't give up on your kids. Work hard. Don't just sit behind a desk and say, okay, and I'm not picking on anybody. You know, get creative. God gave all of us a brain. Youth pastors out there, same thing. These kids need us. They're running wild. Hello, children's church directors, youth pastors out there, friends of mine. We are all in this kingdom together. It ain't all about, well, I've got 50 kids saved. Praise the Lord, I'm glad you did. But what else did you do? Did you sit behind the desk and, you know, or did you get up and figure out what to do? You got to get creative. Every day in ministry work, you have to get creative. That's to all my pastor friends out there, to all my children's church director friends out there, to all my youth minister and friends out there. You got to get corrected. You got to get creative, I should say. Just got to get creative out there. These kids need us. Our senior citizens, if you got a Sunday school teacher, it's a senior citizen. Hey, let me speak to you for a moment. When's the last time you picked up the phone and called them? Maybe check with the nursing home, see if you can pay a visit. Or if you're doing visitations a different way. I don't know all across the world, guys. I don't know. I just get emails from time to time saying, see, will you pray for this, pray for that? Absolutely, I'll pray as much as I can. Me and I'll get Annie to help me pray as well. I mean, and I got other network people that pray, other pastor friends. And, you know, we're here to love and here to serve. And I don't mean to ramble. I'm not picking on anybody or anything like that. But we're going to lead off in a closeout prayer. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. The summary, at least on the New Jerusalem, we're going to conclude on chapter 22 on Friday, okay? So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, forgive us of all of our many sins. Let us have a good Wednesday, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for a Wednesday. I hope you all have a great day. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point dot. Go out and make it a great day, guys. Talk to you later. Bye for now.